A good Neir Shabbos. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir number 202. And today, a big aside that when you have a big job to do, you do it little by little. People can be very overwhelmed when confronted with a big job. And that job can make someone feel very distressed till they don't feel like beginning. This applies with a job that you have when you go to work. This applies in the home when you have a big task to do, whatever it may be. Or someone wants to finish a lot of learning, mesechtes, and so on and so forth. Big projects. People get overwhelmed, so they don't even start. And the solution is to do a bit at a time, little by little, baby steps. You know, the traveling of thousands of miles begins with one step. No matter how big the job is, you're only able to do it little by little. You can't do the whole job in one moment, but you can do it little by little. And when you view that all you have to do now, in this moment, is a tiny bit at a time, a little bit at a time, then the entire picture becomes more doable, more manageable. Because you're living one moment at a time, and you can only take action one moment at a time. This is such an important yesod in life overall. And when you break it down one bit at a time, it clears your mind, it makes your mind clear, and you could think better, you could function better, and you could actually feel a lot better. You know, when you have a big job to do, it requires a lot of persistence. But you need to remember that 100,000 tiny actions add up. The Chazal, you have an expression for this called pruta pruta mitzaref, that every coin adds up to the tzedakah that you do, and it ends up being a big amount. You'll be very, very surprised if you, let's say, have a Seder, that you're going to start a Seder learning a Sefer, and you commit yourself to learn only 5 minutes a day. You'll be very, very surprised in a short period of time how much you accomplished by that Seder of 5 minutes a day, as an example. So if you view the entire job that it takes 100,000 actions, it seems like a lot. But when you realize that you're only mechuyev to do one small action at a time, that's all. Then it becomes much easier to handle. You know, those tiny actions add up. Every building is built by one tiny action at a time. A bricklayer places one brick at a time, at the right place, at the right time. As this bricklayer sees the progress he's making, they feel a sense of purpose and meaning in each step, and they're glad to persist. You know, it's hard the first row when you don't have so much to do in the future. But you have to envision it. And if you take pride in it, even the small bricks you're putting now at the lower part of the building, it's not just that you're going to persist, but you have to really visualize it as doing one enjoyable thing after the other. Enjoy those steps. Trick your mind into enjoying those steps. And, you know, when you don't like what you're doing, you say, I can't keep this up. But if you know it's important and it's valuable, so you have to tell yourself that you're enjoying it or that it has a sense of purpose to make it much more meaningful. You know, when you have a 5-course meal at a banquet, and you're hungry, you know, whatever, you don't say, oh, it's so difficult to pick up all that food. And, you know, how many spoonfuls could I have until I finish? When am I going to get over with? No, you don't say that. Why? Because the food is tasty. The atmosphere is enjoyable. So it's easy to take that action. It's the reverse over there. It's a problem to limit yourself, and you may overeat even. So the attitude is I can accomplish anything and everything as long as I take one tiny action after the other. That's all. One tiny action after the other. And a person living their life with tiny, enjoyable actions, one after the other, they'll see that their life is full of accomplishments and full of simcha. One telephone call at a time when you're doing a chesed or when you have to call a list of people. One telephone call at a time. One letter at a time. If you're writing an essay, one sentence at a time. And so on and so forth. So Zelig Pliskin relates the following. I met a person who told me that he had tremendous big goals but was frustrated because he didn't really accomplish much. So But Zelig asked him, why don't you write down some practical goals for yourself? And he answered, I don't need to write down my big goals because they're easy for me to remember. And I don't want to write down my small goals. They aren't very inspiring. And reaching them wouldn't make me feel especially good. So, but he said, no, it's better to reach small goals than not to reach any goals at all. And he said, no, that's what other people tell me also, but it doesn't make a difference. Unless a goal is significant, I don't like setting it for myself. So he answered like this, you know, I agree that you feel great when you set a major goal and you reach a major milestone, a big goal. But if you don't take small actions towards the big goal, you won't reach the big goal. A tiny action towards a big goal is not a minor thing. It's a major thing. It's part of a major project. It may be a tiny task right now, a tiny action, but it is a big, big accomplishment. If you view it as too small to notice, then you won't accomplish anything major. You could accomplish something major if you're willing to do the small things. But since you're presently not open to taking action, when you consider something being small, you won't take the small actions that are necessary. So the only way to do something big is to do many small actions, one at a time. So he suggests that if you view small actions towards a big goal as something big to accomplish, you view those tiny actions as being significant and important and valuable. And building yourself is the biggest thing a person can do with their life. So every constructive action that you may be tempted to view as small should be viewed as part of a larger picture. Building yourself up to be the best that you can be. And that makes it made a difference in this person's life. And by the way, you know, a lot of people feel miyuyish, you know, feel like despair, you know, when they want to work on their character, as example, or they want to work on bettering their relationships with people, whether it's their own wife or husband, whether that's their children. You know, we talk about shalom bayis, so let's give that as an example. And it feels like it's such a big mountain to climb because, you know, we went through a lot of hurdles and there's a lot of issues going on and it's overwhelming. But if you take, again, here is the same methodology. You learn what you need to learn. You grow on what you need to grow. And then you decide to take one little tiny step at a time. An extra word of Hakaras HaTov. An extra effort to help the other person. An extra effort by pausing before saying something that may be hurtful. Those little, quote-unquote, little things could be a tremendous, tremendous milestone of a major, major change. And you look back, you realize that a lot of the great accomplishments in life, and when you see months later, as an example, that your marriage improved greatly, your relationship with your kids improved greatly, or whatever else, or you learned a lot, you look back and you recognize it was those baby steps. It was those small steps that helped you along the way. It was those small steps that really gave you that koyach to go further. Pruta, pruta, mitzdarif is the idea. Remember that. Every little action counts. Every little action is valuable. There's no such thing as an insignificant action in Yiddishkeit. In everything you serve Hashem. Bechol derechecha do'ehu. You connect to Hashem even in the smallest things. Even in the most mundane things. And it's a tremendous achievement. So this is the idea, a real eitzah, to avoid the overwhelmingness that a lot of people feel in their lives, or the yush sometimes, the despair that people have also, when they want to break a bad habit, or they want to do tshuva, or they want to grow in mitzvah semaisim tovim. Heard a beautiful vart, I think this is from Rav Kahan over here, a beautiful vart. You know, it says that vehine toiv, that Hashem saw the world was good, that's yetzer toiv, and vehine toiv ma'id, is the Yetzer Hara. Very good is the Yetzer Hara. So Rav Hutna has a vart on that, because the ultimate good is when you're able to overcome the negative, and that makes you greater. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. But he said a very nice vart also, that the Yetzer Hara comes with this Ma'id, Toiv Ma'id. It has to be very, very good. It has to be perfect. You won't start a big project, as an example, because right now when you're doing whatever you, it's not a perfect scenario to do that. And you have to be great or perfect, otherwise You know, don't bother with it. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. Hashem accepts all good. V'hinei toiv zeh Yetzer Hara. Zeh Yetzer toiv. That's good. Anything good you do in your life, it could be small baby steps, is acceptable and beloved by Hashem. If you're going to wait until you have the time to do something or until the exact perfect conditions are there, you won't even start. You'll be overwhelmed by the heaviness of what you have to do. And the Yetzer Hara throws in, no, it has to be perfect. You have to throw yourself in 700%. Otherwise, it's worthless. That's the Yetzer Hara who tries to focus on the Ma'oid, the extremes. You don't have to be extreme. Yetzer Tov Zehine Tov. It's good. It's good. You have that baby steps that we talked about. If you have a big project to accomplish, whether it's in learning, whether it's in business in the proper way, L'shem Shemayim, whether it's improving your own relationship with your children, and again, improving your marriage, a husband and wife. You take those small baby steps. Don't say it's insignificant, or don't say, this was nothing, or it wasn't perfect. That ma'id, the perfection, it has to be very, very, very good all the time. That zu Yetzer Hara. That's the Yetzer Hara. So that is a big yesod in life, to do things a little at a time, the ma'at, the small, it adds up. And that is really what a yid's life is all about. And Hashem has nachas ruach from all the little things that we do behind the scenes that seem insignificant, but they're very, very significant and beloved by Hashem. And it should be beloved by you as well. When you do good things, when you work on doing good things, they could be small, they could be modest, but you started the process. You started laying down those bricks. You started being kinder. You started giving a little more tzedakah. You started that extra little seder, 2 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. You started to be more kinder to your husband. You started to be more kinder to your wife. That is the building blocks, the little by little. And you'll ultimately see over time how much you accomplished. Baruch Be'ezus Hashem. Habo l'tayir m'sayin oisai. Hashem will give you a lot of siyat d'shmai to accomplish those things. And you should all have atzlacha with that. Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.